Begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. For those of us who are just joining us, welcome. You're in for a treat. That's all I can say.
You're in for an experience.
Exactly. We're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're on the fourth line. It is a somewhat newish topic, so you should be able to follow, unless the Magid Shir can't really make it clear enough for you to follow, which is usually the case anyway. Fourth line, we're on fourth line. I'm a Raphram Bar Papa. Okay? Raphram Bar Papa, in the name of Rav Chiz, says the following din, which is going to take up the course of this evening's Limud. Okay? It's going to be the entire Amud. So pay attention to this first statement. After that, you can fall asleep. I don't really care. But just this first statement is important. I'm a Raphram Bar Papa. I'm Rav Chizda. Kol shehu mishum avel, any time that we forbid washing because of avelus, because it's mourning, kigon Tisha B'Av the avel. Like for example, a case of Tisha B'Av where we fast on Tisha B'Av, where we don't wash on Tisha B'Av because of avelus, and avel, obviously an avel himself, a mourner, doesn't wash because of avelus. So anytime that's the case, where we're not washing because of avelus, aser ben bachamin ben bitzonin, then you can't wash in hot water and you can't wash in cold water. You're completely out. I lost you already. I mean, this is like a record. It's a record. I mean, usually people have to freelance, but...
What's right. The chiddush?
The chiddush is, as we're going to see, that if the iser of rechitza is because of some other reason other than avelus, then you're allowed to use cold water. So the chiddush here is that if it's mishum avelus, you can't even use cold water. So the Gemara says, kol shehu mishum tanug, if the reason why you're fasting is because we want to restrict tanug, we want to restrict enjoyment, like for example, a tainus tzibur, could go on tainus tzibur. So bacham and aser betzonein mutter. So then, you're not allowed to use hot water, but you can use cold water. So, to summarize here, he makes two statements. The first statement is that if the iser rechitza is as a result of avelus, so then you're restricted from washing with cold water and with hot water. If the reason why you're restricted from washing is because of tanug, so tainus tzibur is not avelus, we're not in mourning. We're just trying to cut back on our tanug, on our enjoyment, our everyday enjoyment. So if the reason why there's an iser rechitza is because of tanug, then we don't allow hot water because the hot water is a real oneg, but we allow cold water because we're still going to allow you to wash. Tisha B'Av is avelus. Tisha B'Av is avelus, therefore you're not allowed to use chamin or...
So on Yom Kippur you can wash with cold water.
So on Yom Kippur, you can wash with cold water.
That's not cold washing.
Speak to Rabbi David. Rabbi David has a heter when it comes to washing on Yom Tov. I don't want to misquote him, so just talk to him. But there are those who say that on Yom Tov, and perhaps Yom Kippur too, perhaps, according to this...
Yom Kippur, it's not for
Avelus,
it's for Tanu.
What? Yeah, it's an Inui. It's not Avelus. Yom Kippur's not Avelus.
I'm throwing this out as a question. I'm not even... I don't know.
Right. The question is, do we pass on like Rav Chizda in this case? I think we do.
I don't need to take
a
Kippur. I'm just saying, maybe
you
can.
Okay. But I understand, if you're just washing here, is that really cold wash? You're just putting work over here on this part.
So, if you're taking a dip in the pool, then it's true. A dip in the pool would be usur because that would constitute tanuk. Here we're talking about rechitza, where you're going in there to bathe. So it could be that Rav Chizda is saying, even if there is some, I don't know if you call it a secondary tanug, meaning that the purpose is not mishum tanug. The purpose is because of washing. So if it's hot water, we're not going to allow it because there's too much tanug, even if the purpose is washing. But if it's cold water, perhaps we allow you to do it because lamaisa, all you want to do is rechitza. Okay, it's a valid point. It's a valid point. So anyway, just to summarize, if the iser of washing is because of avelus, then you can't use hot water. If the Isra of Rechitza is because of Tanug, then you can't eat. Then you cannot use cold water. You cannot use hot water, but you can use cold water. So now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the Amud either proving or disproving, trying to disprove and prove these statements of Rav Chisda. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Idi Baravin. Rav Idi Baravin says, I can bring a raya to Rav Chisda's din about, in a case where the Isser of Rechitza is because of Tanug, that it's only an Isser Mishum hot water, but there's no problem of cold water. How do we know that? Afanami Tmina, because it says so in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which was discussing the Inuyim, the things that you have to restrict yourself from on the second fasts, it says, Veno alana samer chartzos. We lock up the bathhouses. Now, the bathhouses back then were hot water. So, it says we lock up the hot water. Mashma, that the cold water is mutter. So, that's his raya. His raya is, it says you lock up the hot water, but it doesn't say anything about the cold water. So, it seems like the cold water is mutter.
Where did they get the hot water from in the chatzos?
Where did they, what do you mean, where did they get it from? They heated it up.
No, as the... as the source of knowing that it's that the cold water is okay and it's only the hot water that's problematic.
Because it says you can't use it, you have to lock up the hot water. But it doesn't say anything about the cold water.
It says from Mir-Chatzos.
Right, Mir-Chatzos are hot water. They're hot water. Right? The bathhouses were hot water.
Uh-huh. You don't go to a steam bath that's icy.
Yeah, you don't go to it's hard to find a steam bath that's icy. If you can find me one.
The Romans' baths were very hot.
Polar bear flow in Brooklyn.
So he's vinol and asmer chotzos, because it says we lock up the hot water, it sounds like cold water is mutter. Abaye doesn't buy this. I'm like, Abaye, wait a minute. V'ibit sonein usser. But wait a minute. If the Mishnah wanted to tell us that the cold water is usser, sochrenes anaharos mi boile lemisni, what was it going to tell me? It's going to tell me that you have to dam up, you have to lock up the cold water, meaning the cold water from the rivers, you have to dam it up. I mean, you can't bring a raya. Abaye says, you can't bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah says we lock up the hot water, mashma that the cold water is mutter. There's no way to lock up the cold water. So just because the Mishnah says we lock up the hot water, you can't bring a mashmos that you can bring that you can use cold water, because there's no way to lock up the cold water. So it's just telling us you lock up the hot water. But
you can take a cold shower or bath in the Beit HaMerchatz, like, I mean, it's only hot.
Tosos says Vanola Hamerchartzos Perush Shehin Chamin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What do I know? I don't know anything. It's just a Tosos. Tosos knows.
Okay, well, I mean, you're assuming they had showers.
No, I would think Tosos thought it was. I would think an easy lean would be to say that you want to say the cold water is also. You say the cold water is also, you can learn the hot water from the cold water.
Yeah. So the mission, right.
So I'm saying that'd be a ride, the cold water would be right.
Cold water would be mutter where?
The fact that we lock up in the chatzos, which is i.e. water.
Yeah. But there's no water. There's no way to lock up cold water, because the rivers are producing the cold water. So Rabbi is saying, what could the Mishnah possibly have said if it wanted to tell you to aser cold water? Like, there's no way to lock up cold water. So you can't bring me a raya by the fact that the Mishnah just says lock up the hot water, that it means cold water must be mutter, because there's no way for the Mishnah to say to lock up the cold water. It could be the Mishnah wants us to tell us also that the cold water is aser. But it's just telling us hot water, because that's the only thing you can lock up. You can't dam up the rivers. We're not going to, like, you know, it's a crazy thing to say that we have to, you can't do that. So it could be the Mishnah Taka wants to tell us that you can't wash at all. But what? But it can't tell us to dam up the rivers, because it's nuts. So it tells us to lock up the hot water. So it's not a raya. You're not loving it. You're not loving it. Very bothered. Very bothered.
That this Ravidi Bar Avi is saying, and they lock up the bathhouses in order to substantiate what has been said before.
You just gave away the next part of the Gemara. That's the next part of the Gemara. You're doing this a lot. You're doing it on purpose. He's up to Tezvav, so...
He didn't give it away to me because I didn't understand what he said.
That's okay. Gamari's going to spell it out. Amar of Shisha, break.
However, if you can't learn that cold water is mutter from this Abaye, the Rav Idi,
What can you learn from that? That's what we're going to learn right now. Gemara is going to teach us right now what we can learn from that.
Okay.
Amar Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi. So Abaye attacked Rav Idi. So now Rav Shisha, who's the son of Rav Idi, is going to come to his father's defense. And he's going to say, Abba hachi kashale. No, my father, when he brought the raya from the Merchatzos, this is what he was really troubled by. See, Michti, let's see. What does the Mishnah say? Tznan, first it says, Asa berechitza. First it says that you're not allowed to wash. No, alanas to Merchatzos lemali. So then why does it then say that we have to lock up the bathhouses? Obviously, if you can't wash, then you can't use the bathhouses. So why is it telling me that you have to lock up the bathhouses? So that's his raya. His raya is by the fact that it says, after saying that you can't wash, you can't use the bathhouses, it's saying that the bathhouses are qualifying what the washing is. What kind of washing can't you do? You can't do washing that is in the Merchatzos, like hot water. So in other words, that the fact that the Mishnah had to repeat over again, had to say for a second time, that we lock up the bathhouses, it's qualifying the first statement. The first statement is a general statement about water, about washing, but we don't know if that means water, cold water, or hot water. So therefore it says, Noalana Sacharzos, to teach us specifically hot water. That's why he taught us that we have to lock up the bathhouses.
Why can't you just say this? The reason you locked it up is you don't want people to wash, period. And you can't go.
If all he wanted to teach you was that you can't wash, period, then just leave it out and just say Ein Rochtzen, right? Aser Rechitza. Brechitza, it's aser. So we'll know. Brechitza is aser. Mistama, you can't wash at all. Mm-hmm. The fact that it says Merchatzos is teaching us what kind of rechitza can't you do? Merchatzos. Hot water. Mashma, cold water, you can.
People also go to a bathhouse. I don't know if they also go to a sweat. So it's a
steam room sauna. Might be true. That might be true. I don't know. So you're saying the Merchatzos is not necessarily a raya that you can't use hot water. Maybe it's just teaching you that you can't use Merchatzos because it's teaching you.
Fasting and mourning, whatever the thing is, if you're going to a sauna or steam room.
Okay, I don't know. Tzarchi, and I think you're right that the Merchatzos were also used in steam rooms, right? For the saunas. The saunas, yeah. In which case, it could be that the reason why the Mishnah is teaching us Noelana Samarchotzos is because it's teaching you, I don't even want you to get a sauna. Although, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's any Isser in that. Is there any Isser in going to a sauna? It's not part of the Chamisha Sinuyim. No problem building up a sweat.
You get tanuk from that.
I don't know. I get very stuffy in those things. I get very, very stuffy.
You never get stuffy. Okay.
All right. Anyway, I don't think this conversation is going anywhere.
Could it be, though, that the cold water is still usur, but that the reason that they're noaling the Merchatzos is as a reminder to, like, publicize that you're not supposed to go bathe, and then if people know that the Merchatzos are locked,
perhaps,
they won't go to the rivers either.
Perhaps. The Gemara does not spell out that particular problem with the raya.
Rav Shisha's
purpose over here is simply to defend his father. Rav Shisha's purpose is to defend his father, his father's raya. I'm not sure that his father's raya stands up. And as we'll see in the Gemara is going to have other problems with the statement of Rav Chisda anyway. But it could be that you're right. It could be that you're right. Maybe it's not a raya mukhakas. Maybe it's not a total proof.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
My suggestion will not be brought out here.
It will not be brought out, no. It will be brought out in the Chidushe HaRav David Stein.
Write it down.
This will be a sefer that you will put out soon. Mitzvah right. Hashem. Yeah? This will be your first Chidush. I hope it's not your only Chidush. I'm hopeful. Okay, anyway, I love, says the Gemara, Shema Minah, B'cham Minah, Asbetonim Boter. That was his raya. His raya was, the fact that it says, Merchatzos, after it says, Asa Berchitza, is teaching you what kind of Berchitza is Asa, only Merchatzos. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara now, so that was an attempted raya for the statement about Tainug on Tainus Tzibur. Now, we're going to try to bring a raya for Rav Chisda's statement about the Avel. Remember we said, the first statement was that anytime there's an Isser Rechitza because of Avelus, you're not allowed to wash in cold water or hot water. Neither one, right? Now, lema mesayele. Let's say there's a proof from here for that particular statement. Because the Braisa says, kol chayv tvilos, anybody who is chayv in tvila, say, for example, a nida, okay? Kol chayv tvilos, a nida, for example. What? A zav. Very good. Yoledes, right? Any?
A lot of
I'm just giving an example. Like, okay.
All right.
I'm okay with that. I didn't want to get attacked for that. Kol chayv tvilos, tovlin kedarkan. They're allowed to go tvila in their normal way. They can go to the mikvah. Bein b'tisha b'av, bein b'yom ha-kippurim. Whether it's tisha b'av, no, tisha b'av is an avelus day. But they can go. If you're a chayvei tvilos, like a nida, or a zav, you can go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av kedarko. Now, says the Gemara B'mai, what are we talking about here? What kind of waters are you allowed to dunk in? Ilei ma'bechamin, if you're going to tell me that you're allowed to use hot water, it can't be. Because back then, they did not have mikvos that had hot water in it. Because tefillah b'chamin mi'ika, was there such a thing as tefillah b'chamin? Can you possibly do tefillah in hot water? She'uvin ninhu. That would be mayim she'uvin. That would be drawn water. We know that for a mikvah, you need to have direct rainwater. You can't have mayim she'uvin, mayim that were collected and then heated up and then put into the mikvah. As mayim she'uvin, it's possible for a mikvah. So, you can't possibly get hot water if you're talking about a mikvah. You're talking about a tevila. Tevila isn't a mikvah. So how can you possibly get hot water? It must be talking about cold water, right? Because if it was hot water, that would be mayim she'uvin, but it would be pasul. So it couldn't be talking about hot water. El alav bitzonein. Rather, it must be talking about, the braisa must be talking about cold water. Therefore, v'chai v'tvilos in a shachrina lo. Therefore, the braisa is teaching us, specifically chai v'tvilos like a nida or a zav or a yoledes, they're allowed to use cold water. Mashma, that anybody else on Tisha B'Av is not allowed to use anything. That... So you're not allowed to use even cold water, right? The tzonin v'chayv tefilos in a shachrina lo. So a regular person cannot on Tisha B'Av use even cold water, and that's a raya for Rav Chisda. Because remember, Rav Chisda said that when it comes to avelus, the is of rechitza by avelus applies bein bechamin bein betzonin, whether it's hot water, whether it's cold water. This is a raya. Only chayv tefilos are allowed to use cold water. But regular people on Tisha B'Av cannot even use cold water.
It's sort of what we were talking about before. This lumps in the Yom Kippur with Tisha B'Av.
It does. Good point. It's saying even Yom Kippur, you can't even use cold water. Right. So it's saying, it's. I don't think it's because the Isav Rechitz on Yom Kippur is Mishum Avelus, but it's saying that it's strict enough that you can't use even Tzone. Good point. So that would be... That would be an upshlug to what he was saying. You have to wait. What if it's a 2-day Yom Kippur? Then you got to wait 2 days. Okay.
I thought that maybe I'm wrong. A woman who needs to do tevila at the end of Nidus on Tisha B'Av, she should not go.
Can't.
She can't go.
Is that what we say? She shouldn't go.
I thought that was what I learned in the Kitzur. I'd have to double check, but that's what I thought I remember.
Okay, I'll have to look this up. I'll look this up.
What?
She doesn't go on. She doesn't go on Tisha B'Av.
Yom Kippur, I'm not sure. Zav Zava, I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, don't be humble. Exactly.
I'm really. I'm not being humble, I'm being very gaivadic that I know very well that I don't know.
Okay, so, I don't know, it's a good question. Look it up on the Kitzur for me, that will be your homework, thank you very much. Okay. You're just obligated to yourself again tonight. Okay. So, at any rate, this is Lachora Araya for Rav Chisda's statement. So Amar Rav Chana, Rav Chana is now going to be Madche the Raya. He's going to push off the Raya. And so Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina, no, not necessarily. Maybe we can say that Taka, this Braisa, was talking about hot water. Aye, how can it be talking about hot water? There's no such thing as a hot water in a mikvah. It's Mayim She'uvin. No, because maybe lo nitzricha elecha mitaveria, hot springs. You can do hot springs. You can be tovel in hot springs. So maybe the brisa meant that a kol chai v'tvilos, like a nida or a yoledes or a zav, they can go into hot springs. And so it is talking about hot water. That a chai v'tvilos can go into hot water. But a regular person cannot go into hot water, but can go into cold water. So maybe it's not a raya for Rav Chisda. Because Rav Chisda wanted to say that you can't use chamin or tzonein. Maybe this brisa is specifically talking about hot water. But cold water... But cold water, a regular person can go into, and therefore it's not a raya for Rav Chisda. It would actually contradict Rav Chisda. It's not shchiach. It's a dichoy. The Gemara will often use a dichoy even if it's far out, even if it's a far out ukimta. You're right. It's not. It would be tough to say. It would be a stretch to say the Bryce is talking about chamei taveria.
Yeah, right.
But it could be. As long as we could say that the Braisa could be talking about something else, like Chamei Taveria, you don't have a raya to say that Bein Betzonein, Bein Mechamin, you're not allowed to wash. Okay, so the Gemara says maybe it's talking about Chamei Taveria, and maybe the hot water is what she's allowed to use, and cold water a regular person can use. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, that can't make sense. It can't be that we're talking about hot water. Why? Because Ihachi, Eima Seifa. Let's see the Seifa to that Braisa. The Seifa to that Braisa is going to contradict you. Why? Because the Seifa to the Braisa brings in another opinion. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina, who's the Skana Kohanim, he was the deputy. He was the next in line for the Kahuna Gedola. He was the guy who was waiting on deck, so to speak. And he says the following. He says, Kedai hu beis elokeinu. Our beis hamikdash is kedai. It's worthwhile. It's valuable enough. La'abed alav tevila pamachas b'shana. To lose a tevila once a year. So what's Rav Chanina saying? Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is saying no. He's saying we should completely outlaw tevila on Tisha B'Av. So now, Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is saying that Tisha B'Av, what? Tisha B'Av is Rabbanim, but Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu, the Beis HaMikdash is worthwhile enough for us to completely forego mikvah. So now, if the Tanakhama is saying that the woman is allowed to use hot water and that everybody else is allowed to use cold water, then that would mean Chanina Skana Kohanim, who's saying that she can't be Tovel at all, we have to be Ma'abed, the Tevila, Pamachas Peshana, we have to completely forego it. He's going Mikatza Elakatza. He's being completely Machmir. Whereas the Tanakhama is being totally Makel and saying she can go to hot water, he would be saying that you have to be completely machmir and she can't do anything. That's very unlikely. That's not typical of the way that the Gemara is going to work. Normally, the Gemara will say a statement, and if somebody's going to be machmir, you'll be a little bit more machmir. So it makes more sense to say that really, 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 the Tanakhama is saying that a woman who goes to the mikvah, she can go to the mikvah in only cold water. Everybody else cannot go at all. And Chanina Skana Kohanim is coming along and being slightly more machmir and saying, Kedai hu beis elokeinu, the beis hamikdash is valuable enough that we should forego the mikvah altogether and she shouldn't even go in cold water. But it wouldn't be logical to say that we're talking about hot water. So your ukimta, your dichoy, that we're talking about chamei taveria, is way dachuk. It's way, way, way dachuk. That'd be too far to go.
Are we saying that the Kohanim on Tisha B'Av didn't do the service in the beis hamikdash?
Why are we saying that?
They have to wash.
What?
If you're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, they would have kept Tisha B'Av anyway.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Maybe talking about Yom Kippur. Can't be talking about
that. Well, first of all, we know that the Kohen Gadol went to make the five times.
Our school says Tisha B'Av.
Right. It slipped in here somewhere.
Yeah. At any rate, that's why it doesn't make sense. So says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that the Tanakhama, when it said that a kol chai ve'tvilos are allowed to go to the mikvah, that's talking about hot water, that wouldn't make sense. That would mean that everybody else is mashma can go in cold water. Ve'iyamar betzonein mutter. And if you're going to tell me therefore that the Tanakhama who said you can't go is in hot water, but in cold water you can go, yirchatz betzonein. Why would we have to forego, according to Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, why would the women have to forego tvila pamachas peshana. They shouldn't have to forego anything. They should just go in cold water. Because according to the Tanakhama, we'd be saying hot water is mutter, cold water is aser. Or cold, hot water is mutter for the kol chai ve'tvilos, and for everybody else, cold water is mutter. And Rechonin's Kana Kohanim is being a little bit more machmir and saying that she can go in cold water and everybody else cannot go in any water. So if you're going to tell me that the Tanakhama, when they said it's usher to go, that's only talking about that it's usher to go in cold water, that wouldn't make sense. If it's mutter to go, if it's mutter for them to go in cold water, so then certainly a woman should be able to go in cold water. And his statement that we should be ma'abed, we're completely going to forego the mikvah on Tevila night, is incorrect. That would be incorrect.
When is this taking place? What? It's talking
about Tisha B'Av.
Can't be. There's no Tisha B'Av. You have the Beis
HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're saying, Kedayu Beis Elokeinu, right? The Beis HaMikdash destruction is enough that a woman should not go. On Tisha B'Av, a woman should not go
and
to
all
the mikvah.
All the zavs, the yoledis, everybody
this, right, should not go.
But this Rav Chanina basically says is that the woman is the one that we should let go, but we don't let her go either.
Rav Chanina is being a little bit. He's being more machmir than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama must be saying that a woman can go in cold, and a regular ordinary person cannot go at all. And Rav Chanina is saying,
like those examples of Zav Yoledis.
Right. And Rav Chanina is coming along and being more machmir and saying, no, nobody can go.
You have to check it out.
Because if the Tanakhama were just saying that the woman can go in hot water and everybody else can go in cold, then Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, being a little bit more machmir, is just going to say that a chai ve'tilos, that a woman, can go in cold.
I just find it interesting that the Tanakhama Lechora is letting the woman go when it can't accomplish the purpose on Tisha B'Av night anyway.
So
shouldn't it be the other way around? According to the Tanakhama?
Well, first of all, the Yoledes.
Or am I out to lunch on that?
I don't think you're out to supper. No, I don't think you are. First of all, just because, I mean, there are other implications to the nida going to the mikvah other than tashmish, right? Chilas truma maybe.
But, I mean, they can't. The husband and wife can't be.
They can't be. I understand.
It's very good.
I understand. But first of all, Nida's not the only chayve tvila. She's not the only chayve. There are others, you know, Yoledes and the.
But you're saying, look, the Tanakh says that the Yoledes, Zava, and whatever other examples, can't go.
They can go in cold.
I thought you said only the...
We don't know.
Only the Nida.
We don't know.
Chayvei Tvilos. Any Chayvei Tvilos. Zava, Yoda. Yeah, okay, then you were... Yeah, then that lunch...
Then forget that whole thing.
Yeah, okay, forgotten. At any rate, it's a shtickle hard gemara. It can use a chazara.
You specifically said the woman...
If I did specifically say it, then I'm unspecifically saying it. I apologize if I wasn't clear.
No, that's fine.
So what we're proving over here is it must be based on Chanina's Kana Kohanim's statement. It must be that the Tanakhama did not mean to say that she can go. The Chayvei Tvilos, can go in hot water. It must have been just that they're saying Chayvei Tvilos can go in cold water, whereas anybody else cannot go at all. And Chanina's Kana Kohanim is being a little bit more machmir and saying nobody can go. That's what it sounds like is going on here. So at this point, that's what it must be, because it can't be that the Tanakhama is talking about where the Chai Beit Filos can go in hot water and everybody else can go in cold, because then he would be crazy machmir, right? So the Gemara says not necessarily. Amar of Papa ba'asra delosh kiyach tzonei. No, it could be that the reason why Chanina Skana Kohanim made the statement Kedai hu beis elokeinu, that la'abed alav tvila, that we'd be ma'abed tvila, it could be that we're still ma'abed tvila even if the Tanakhama said that the woman can go in hot water and everybody else could go in cold water. it could still be that Chanina Skana Kohanim, when he said that we're completely Ma'abed Tvila, it could be he's accurate. Why? Because we could be talking about a case, here's another wild ukimta, Delo Shchiach Tzonein, where there is no Tzonein, there is no cold water mikvah available. And therefore, since everybody else at best can go in cold water, and there is no cold water mikvah available at whatever place this might be, therefore he said, Kedai hu beis elokinu la'abed tefila, that you would even be a ma'abed tefila because there's no cold water and a regular person cannot go in hot water. So therefore it could be that his statement is accurate. His statement is accurate by saying we'd be ma'abed
tefila.
He's explaining how it could be that the Tanakhama could still be talking about hot water, that she's going in hot, that a Chayav Tefila is going in hot water, and a regular person would still be able to go in cold water, even though it's Tisha B'Av, and therefore it's not a therefore it's against Rav Chisda, who said that in Avelus times, Tisha B'Av times, you're not even allowed to go in cold. It could be, and it could be the Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim's statement that we'd be Ma'abed Tefila is still accurate, because we could be talking about a case where there is no cold water mikvah.
Especially here at Eretz
Yisrael. It's a wild Gemara. Let's go on. The Gemara gets the Gemara doesn't get any easier. Toshma. It will get a little bit easier later on, but this next raya is also a little bit difficult. Toshma says the Gemara, I will bring you a raya. It's actually going to be a kasha. This is going to be a kasha on Rav Chisda. Okay. So the Gemara says Toshma. Kesha Amru Asr Ben Malacha, when in the Mishnah they said that by a Tainis Tzibur you can't do Malacha, Lo Amru Ela Biyom of Abalayla Mutter. This they only meant during the day, but at night, as we learned, you're allowed to do Malacha at night. Ukesha Amru Asr. Yeah, Malacha.
Parnassa.
There was an Isra Malacha. There was an Isra Malacha in the times of the second set of tiny seaboards for rain. There was an Isra Malacha.
We learned that last week.
We did indeed.
And we still have it for Tisha B'Av.
Asr B'Malacha. Yes, for Tisha B'Av we have an Isra Malacha.
From night up through Chatzos of the day.
We do. No. Work. It's a shaila as to which work we're talking about. You know, like, can you pick up a pen and write? Is that considered work? So it's a shaila in the poskim as to what we mean by Isra Malacha. We're not talking about, writing two letters, Av mi Avraham and Shem mi Shimon. That's not what we're talking about. But at any rate, the Gemara says when they talk about the Isra Malacha, that's only Bayom and Apalaila. Ukesha Amru Asr Ben Ila Sasando, when they said that you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, Lo Amru Ela Be'ir, that's only when you're in the city, when you're at home. Ava Baderech, but when you're out in the road, Mutter, when you're traveling, you're allowed. Ha'ketzad, how is that so? Yotzi Laderech Noel, when you go out in the road, Noel, you can put on, sandals, especially if your name is Noel, right? Then you certainly could, right? Nichnas le'ir. But if you come into the city, then cholitz. Then you got to take them off because lechoritz in the city it's more comfortable and the roads are paved.
Paved roads.
So you don't really need it, right? Ukesha amru aser berachitza. And when they say there's an iser rechitza, lo amru elo kol gufo, that's only your whole body. Av panav yodav raglav mutter. But washing your face and your hands and your feet, that is mutter. The chein ata motze b'menuda oba avel. And the brisa concludes, you find the same thing when it comes to a menuda, somebody who's been excommunicated, and an avel. And an avel. So now the Gemara is going to clear. What does it mean? Yeah, somebody's putting a chair.
That's not called washing.
Somebody who's putting cherim is in a sort of a velus.
These things are also in Tisha B'Av things, hands and feet, right?
Yes, no. But this is they're talking about Tisha B'Av. We're not talking about Tisha B'Av here. We're talking about tiny seeds.
But
very good. The Gemara is going to get to this.
Whoa, you're allowed to put water like this to get the two more in the morning.
Not your face, that's hands, and body. Your that's fingers, not just your fingers, unless it's like dirt. But
at any rate, the Gemara is going to clear this, okay? What do we mean when we say we're talking about an avel? What is that phrase? V'chein ata motze b'menudo ba'avel. What is that phrase going on? Is it going on rechitza, or is it just going on the previous two statements? Says the Gemara, my lava kulhu. Is it not that statement about the avel is going on everything, even the rechitza part of it? Ubamaya skinan. And what, therefore, what type of water are we talking about? Ilema b'chamin. We can't be talking about hot water, because panav yadav raglav misharu. Would the hands, feet, and face be mutter? The hammer of sheshes, no. Avel asul lahoshet its bol b'chamin. And avel can't even put one finger in hot water. So it can't be talking about hot water. Rather, elalav b'tzonein. Rather, we must be talking about cold water. And if we're talking about cold water, then what we're saying is, kishamru asa b'rechitza, the isra of rechitza is only in cold water. That's cold gufo. You cannot put your goof into cold water by a regular tainus tzibor. That's against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, in a regular tainus tzibor, you can put your body, you can do a rechitza in cold water. That would be a stira to Rav Chisda. So the Gemara backs out and says, no, wait a minute. La'olam b'chamin. Really, here we're talking about hot water. And when the Braisa said that the isra of rechitza is kol gufo, that's hot water. Everybody will agree with that. And you had a question, well, how can it be talking about hot water if an avel is not allowed to put even a finger in hot water? So Gemara says, no asha erakoi. That's talking about the rest of the dinim. Meaning, the Braisa talked about three dinim. It talked about Isra Malacha. It talked about the Isra of the Ilus of Sandal. Then it talked about Rechitza. And then when it mentioned avel, it didn't mean to say that the avel applied to all three dinim. It only applied to the first two dinim. The Avelus aspect is an Isser Melacha, and there's an Isser of shoes, but not with respect to Rechitza. We did not mean to include the Avel in the Isser Rechitza at all. That's not the same thing. The Avel has different dinim. The Rechitza that we're talking about in the Braisa is Dafka talking about hot water. And hot water, even Rav Chisda is going to agree, you cannot dunk in hot water. Yes.
Why did they bring someone who's an excommunicated?
As opposed to somebody who's...
You know, it's
a price. It's a price.
Communicated one who is a board.
Yeah. Okay. And Menuda has the same din, has similar to dinim to an oven. Somebody who's been excommunicated has to be no hegavelus. Right? Because he's been kicked out, so he has to feel it.
Yeah, but he's kicked.
He's given the old boot.
They kicked out.
Yeah.
That mean kicked out?
No, I'm not talking about a field goal here. What?
Kicked out, he can't come back.
Yeah, he's got to go find another shul.
He's got to, I don't know if there's a certain period.
We're not talking about shuls. He's excommunicated.
I don't know if there's a...
Paul from Am Yisrael.
Listen.
Isn't that what excommunication is?
Okay, no. Listen, a mitzora is a form of a nidui. But a mitzora comes back into the camps. So
right.
A nidui doesn't have to be permanent.
Well, no. A mitzora is a minidui.
Someone excommunicated.
I mean, a form, because she's kicked out of the three camps.
Question.
What?
Someone excommunicated. Is he able to do tshuva? Or is that excommunicated? He's out. Period. Zeo.
I think he can do tshuva.
Sure,
he would be able to do.
I say go for it, do tshuva. That's what I say. Go for it. Do it. Do it. When in doubt, do it. Gemara ends off like this. Toshma. Okay? The final raya that Gemara tries to bring here is going to be an attempted raya against Rav Chisda. The Amar Rabbi Abba, HaKohen Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Okay? The Kohanim are getting in on this. You want to get in on this, Moshe? Okay, Maisa Umesu Banav Shel Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina. The children of Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina Lo Aleinu, they died. Verachatz Betzonein Kol Shiva, and he dunked in cold water. But he was an avel. How could he do that? According to Rav Chisda, an avel is aser bein be chamin bein betzonein.
One answer is to this.
So how could he do that? Please do not give the Gemara's answer. Please.
Okay. But there could be, I think Moshe, this Moshe was that there's unique in him with people that are highly sensitive, right?
Yeah. Like, yes. It happens.
The Gemara doesn't go there, actually. The Gemara actually does not go there. The Gemara gives a different answer. Probably an easier answer, because we just said that his children died. He had two children.
Yeah.
Banof. His children died. So the Gemara says, Hassam, Kisha tachvuhu aveilav. Tachvuhu comes from the word tekef. What does tekef mean? It means immediate. So he had immediate aveluses, meaning he had an avelus, and then he didn't get a chance to get up from the avelus when he had another avelus. Lo aleinu, he had two children die in a very, very short span. So because he had one avelus, tekef to another avelus, therefore there's a heter, we see, as we're going to see, there's a heter when it comes to certain dinim, and therefore we allowed him to be rochets and sonein, because to go 14 days without a wash is, frankly, disgusting. So, detanyas, we have an abraisa, you see that this is the case. Tachvuhu aveilav, if there is an aveilus, one after the other, zachar zeh, hichbid saro, if his hair gets very heavy, meaning that he grows a lot of hair, then mekal betar, we allow him to shave off some of the hair with a razor. We also allow him to wash his clothes in water. So we see certain heterim apply to a case where you have back-to-back aveluses. So it stands to reason here that they allowed him to wash in cold water because he had consecutive aveluses. Amr of Chizda, the fact that we allow him to shave his head, do not be too mekel. Bitar of Loba Misparayim, we allow him to use a razor for his hair, but not scissors, which is a standard way of cutting hair. Bamayim, we allow him to wash the clothing in water. Avaloba neter, he cannot use neter, which is, what is neter? Something with a B. Forgot what,
Neser dirt?
No. Neser is dirt? No, b'chol is dirt.
B'chol is sand, and neser apparently is dirt.
Alternatively, a stone. I didn't know it was a stone. I thought it was a type of like soap. But anyway, lo baneter v'lo b'chol, you can't use sand to sand off the dirt. So at any rate, we see from here, even though we tried to bring a raya against Rav Chizda, that we see that Rav Chanina over here, Rav Yossi ben Rav Chanina, actually washed during his avelus in cold water. No, that's because tachu avelav, it was an extenuating circumstance, special occasion, because he had two aveluses back to back. We allowed him to wash, and that, my friends, is a wrap. I apologize for the very, very difficult Gemara. If I didn't explain it well, it's my fault. But it was an especially hard Gemara.
David, just